puts you in the Christmas mood this December? Well, it's going to be a great Christmas season and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and all that means to us. So if you have your Bibles, our scripture reading for this morning is Psalm 83. And boy, is this a contemporary psalm for our day and age, especially with Israel's enemies around them. But this was penned in about 1000 B.C., but it's a psalm of danger and wars of Israel's enemies. And you find that the nations that are surrounding Israel plan their destruction, and it's a prayer for protection, and that God would turn the evil of those nations upon themselves. So follow along in your Bibles or on the overhead as I read Psalm 83. Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. And do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gebel, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia, with the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot. Deal with them as with Midian and Sisera, and with Jabin at the brook of Kishon, who perished at Endor, who became as refuse on the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb, yes, their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, and say, let us take ourselves the pastures of God for a possession. Oh, may God make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind, as the fire burns the woods, and as flames set the mountains on fire, so pursue them with your tempest, and frighten them with your storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Father, we do realize that there are enemies. Lord, there are enemies of Israel. There are enemies of the Christian faith. And yet, Lord, within that passage, Lord, your desire is that they come to know you. Lord, that's your desire. It's the love of Christ that's been poured out. Lord, it's his love that draws people to repentance. That's our mission. That's what we pray for. And yet when that's not responded to, Lord, your wrath is poured out. And so, Lord, we do pray, God, that you would keep us in your grace, keep us in your love. Lord, keep us united in our heart with your heart. Lord, in our desire with your desire. And Lord, we do pray for the peace of Israel as you tell us to do. And Lord, we pray for a fruitful ministry within the church. And Lord, we thank you for your love, your goodness, your grace upon us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. Your love never fails.
Sing it out. You make,
you make all things work together for me.
This morning,
asking for that healing. Lord, we thank you that you're so willing to meet us where we are. Lord, and so we come to you laying down our burdens. Father, lifting up those areas where we may need healing this morning. Father, we thank you that we can cry out to you, that we have access to you. Lord, we praise you.
Where
soul sighs, and I will always find my rest in you. Oh, this is where my hope lies, this is where my soul sighs, and I will always find my rest in you.
Yes, Lord, thank you for providing that rest for us. Thank you that as we lean into you and as we listen to you, Lord, you do supply everything that we need. Lord, we're so grateful. And as we come into this Christmas season, Lord, I pray that that heart of thankfulness would just stay with us. Lord, that we would recognize that the reason we celebrate this is because of the great gift that you've given us in Jesus Christ, our salvation. Lord, we praise you. Would you all stand with us?
A child is born.